Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time and we're just eternally grateful for everything. Jesus, reveal yourself to us. Reveal your glory, your majesty. Amen. Holy Spirit, we welcome you and acknowledge that you are God. Man was born to fellowship with God, and the chief end of man is to know him. How do we find him? It's when we seek him and love him with all our heart. Famous scripture, you shall seek me, from Jeremiah. You shall seek me, you shall find me when you search for me with all your heart. And it is common sense, because God has given us everything that we have. He's given us our life, our body, our physical life, our soul, everything. Everything we have that keeps us alive, he gives us. Amen. And so it's just common sense when we so we give ourselves back to him, but we find him when we seek him and love him with all we have. Jesus and his glory, the glory of the Lord, is the Lord himself. And he's beyond words, beyond human description, so beautiful. It's pretty interesting. When someone meets him, they'll never be the same. Meets him in this way. One point I want to make, and I mentioned this yesterday, it's from the famous passage in Matthew 11. I just want to reemphasize something. Famous, wonderful passage when Matthew 11, 28 through 30, Jesus says, "Come to me, all ye who labor, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Okay. In this passage, Jesus says, "I am gentle and humble in heart," which is really fascinating because Jesus Christ is God Almighty. I want to emphasize that. He's all powerful. Okay? He's all knowing. He's everywhere on the earth. Literally, Jesus Christ. Now, someone may say, "Now, wait, he's the Son of God. How can..." That's... the Holy Spirit, I believe, reveals this. And I just want to say it. Why not? Jesus Christ is God. And the Son of God. And many other things. So if he's all of this, how is he gentle and humble? Well, herein is a mystery of the kingdom. I at least want to just speak about it briefly. The Holy Spirit can reveal it. He's the great revealer of Jesus Christ. And here's the summary. I looked into the Greek of this word and the original Greek word. Some other translations could be... exercising God's strength under control. Okay, and the Greek word is praeus. And then also another translation could be gentleness, reserved, and strength. Now, if we try to look at the many of Jesus' teachings, and especially from the Gospel of John, we understand and know Jesus Christ is, he said, "I and my Father are one." Okay, and he also spoke about in John chapter, that's in John 10. In John 5, he said, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. Amen. So basically, Jesus Christ even for all eternity past and eternity future, is one with the Father. But he became a man, just like us. And even when he was fully man, he was fully God and one with the Father, and, you know, submitted to him perfectly, consecrated to him. Amen. You know, those are kind of fancy words, but this is fascinating that he, as a man, was still one with the Father, and he did exactly what the Father, what he saw, you know, he reveals right here in John 5, 19 and 20. Whatever the Father does, the Son also does in like manner. And there's other times when he spoke about this as well. Numerous times he spoke about the words that the words that I speak, I do not speak on my own authority, you know, but, you know, just many other places. But I want to just hone in on this one thing that, okay, Jesus, because Jesus became a man and was one with the Father, consecrated to the Father, submitted to him perfectly, now through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can do the same. It's possible. How is it possible? Through the Holy Spirit. That's the key. That's the this is a mystery of the kingdom, that God would even allow us, he would make this possible. It's a mystery of the kingdom. Really, everything in our most holy faith, I almost truly believe this, that everything in our most holy faith becomes a glorious, wonderful mystery. Let's start with salvation. Just being saved, becoming a child of God, being in God's family. Just that's a mystery, that he would allow us to do that. That he would allow a person, whether they're good or bad, no matter what their past is, no matter what their, how difficult or challenging their life has been, no matter what, even if they've been a, you know, we're all sinners saved by grace, but even if someone has just been far away from God and has been fighting against God, and even worse, they can be saved. All because of what Jesus has done, and of course because of his death and resurrection. Amen. I mean, it's just so glorious that so if that very first thing, you know, some people say salvation is the greatest miracle. Really, it is. But if that very first thing is a mystery and wonderful, well, everything after it is too. You know, and as we go deeper, we realize how glorious these, you know, our most holy faith is, and how the mysteries, that there are many, you know, we realize more and more the mysteries of the kingdom. Jesus specifically spoke about that in Matthew 13, very famous, right at the beginning of his ministry. Said, to you it's been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Amen, amen. Isn't that fascinating that literally it very well could be that everything in our most holy faith is a glorious, unspeakable mystery. At the same time, we can speak about them. We can say them. That's why I'm presenting this. I want to just focus on this. We can experience, here's a mystery, we can experience the only true God's glory today. Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit and His glory, we can experience. And His glory, His majesty, His beauty beyond words, beyond, for all eternity, beyond words. That's the, maybe, well, maybe the greatest, one of the greatest mysteries, that He would offer, allow this, that He would, that someone could, the only true God who made the universe offers this to every person. His offer of Jesus Christ contains this, like, His offer of Jesus Christ is the greatest and only offer, and this sheds light on why if someone says no to this, look at what they've said no to. Reinhard Bonnke said, God has nothing, if someone rejects Jesus, God has nothing further to say to them. Jesus is the revelation of God. He's the fullness of the Godhead in bodily form. Amen. He's the image of the invisible God. So God Almighty, invisible, you know, so awesome, so glorious that humans cannot... We cannot handle his glory and so forth. And He told Moses, no man can... Well, it's a very holy thing. This is... I wanted to get the official verse and quote. This is Exodus 33:20. But God said, you can't... This is... He's speaking to Moses, but God said... You cannot see my face, for no man shall see me and live. Because he's so glorious, so powerful, so awesome. So he set up the perfect plan. He sent his only son. He's given his only son, who is the fullness of him in bodily form. And now the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so... I do, I want to keep these messages practical. I do want very soon to speak about Ezekiel 1, but this glorious vision that Ezekiel had of and vision of the only true God. But I just want to emphasize today, if someone knows Jesus, we have the opportunity to experience the only true God, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and His glory, His majesty, His splendor and magnificence, and His power and might and dominion, and His glory to God. Glory to God. This is... And I gave that analogy in a recent message. I don't know if you heard it, but what if God offered us an angel to be with us all the time? Angels are just awesome and glorious and full of the made from God's glory. What if He offered 10 angels to be with us all the time, our entire life, all around us, even when we sleep? What if He offered 100 angels or 1,000? He's given Himself greater than a million angels, greater than, glory to God. Now, but let's remember, a great man of God explained, even though the Holy Spirit, who is Jesus, I want to try to finish with this, He's God Almighty, He's all powerful, but yet sensitive. And as Jesus in this passage says, Jesus said, I am gentle and humble in heart. I'm just trying to present some insight into these words. The main thing is, let's let the Holy Spirit reveal it and reveal Jesus and His glory. But a very insightful thing, a great man of God, two great men of God that I have read and I've heard them say, one wrote, the Holy Spirit has a particularly jealous and sensitive nature. And another man of God said, the Holy Spirit is the most sensitive member of the Godhead. So sensitive, like, and that man of God even said, in his experience, the Holy Spirit is powerful, yet he even wrote this in one of his books, like a child. But being sensitive, and Jesus, again, let's remember, the Holy Spirit is Jesus. Amen. He is the Father. Amen. Jesus being gentle and humble in heart and sensitive, every person can know Him fully. You know, from the strongest person to the weakest person. So my point is, if on the one hand we might think, well, wait, God Almighty is so powerful, how can we even handle knowing Him? You know, if He's greater than a million angels, which He is, amen. One angel is so awesome and powerful, we would just fall down on our face if we had an angel in front of us. But as Reinhard Bonnke said, this perfect plan where the Holy Spirit is you know, within us and all around us, and He is gentle, humble in heart, sensitive, you know, very, just exactly what human beings need, yet powerful, and you know, we can just rest in Him, and we can, you know, if God is for us, we're guaranteed the victory. If we do things the right way, we're guaranteed victory every time. He's undefeated. He's never lost, ever. Amen. How glorious. I want to encourage you today. How do we experience this and in our daily life? Through Him and His glory. When we know Him in that way, then we understand, and it all makes sense, and it all flows, and it's glory to God. Now we have to do our part. Okay, we have to seek Him with all our heart. We have to give Him everything we have. We have to do things right. We have to be in good standing with all people. And forgive. Jesus was very clear. We have to, repent, which is really joy-filled. But, you know, we need to just... So, yeah, it's a glorious partnership with God Almighty offers Himself in a partnership and a covenant to a person. You know, a covenant means partnership. It's two people. It's two beings, you know, God and man. He's offering this glorious relationship. Amen. Amen.